The United States Department of Justice is asserting Colorado is violating Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act by unnecessarily segregating individuals with physical disabilities in nursing homes. The ADA law requires public entities to administer services to individuals with disabilities in the most integrated and least restrictive setting appropriate to their needs. Colorado administers services to people with disabilities under the state's Medicaid program. After receiving several complaints about the state's long-term care system under Medicaid, the Department of Justice opened an investigation in November 2018 and revealed their findings in a 15-page letter to Governor Polis yesterday. According to the Department of Justice, unnecessary institutionalization is common in Colorado despite several programs that help adults with physical disabilities remain in or transition back to their own homes and communities. The Department of Justice is next requiring Colorado to enter into voluntary compliance negotiations. If negotiations are unsuccessful, the Department of Justice said it may take action, including a lawsuit, to remedy outstanding concerns. A former Loveland police officer who first joked about the rough arrest of a 73-year-old woman is now pleading guilty. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Facing up to 8 years in prison, former police officer Austin Hopp is pleading guilty to violent detaining of a 73-year-old woman with dementia. Body cam footage showed Hopp arresting Karen Garner in 2020, after Garner had left a Loveland store without paying for items that amounted to less than $20. Hopp proceeded to push Garner against the hood of his police vehicle after the arrest took place. Still backed against the car, Garner's bent arm was pushed near her head as Hopp warned, "Are you finished? Are you finished? We don't play this game." Last year, Garner's family received a settlement from the city of Loveland for her dislocated shoulder. Garner's daughter-in-law is advocating against the plea, arguing that their case has sufficient evidence that would not require a plea deal. Assistant District Attorney Matthew Molero stresses that Garner's case has a sufficient evidence for prosecution, but there are other factors that go into consideration of a plea deal. Molero stresses that just because the plea deal is put in place does not mean that they're undermining justice in Garner's case. Hopp faces multiple criminal charges without a plea deal as he awaits a sentence in May. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Denver Auditor Timothy O'Brien has sued the Denver City Council this week in opposition to a bill amendment that limits the subpoena powers of his office. The amendment, passed last year, grants record holders of city agencies and city contractors to keep confidential and/or proprietary records on-site for audit review instead of handing them over to the auditor's office for off-site review. O'Brien argues in his lawsuit the amendment goes against best practices for government audits and violates the city charter. According to the Denver Post, Council President Stacey Gilmore has already filed for an ordinance that would repeat the subpoena powers section of the municipal code, as council leaders say it will be cheaper to start over than hammering out differences in court. The repeal is up for first reading at Monday's City Council meeting. O'Brien is also clashing with City Council members over procedures for an audit covering City Council operations. O'Brien told the Denver Post the audit still has not happened, as council leaders are insisting staff will only be available for interviews if a senior staffer or an attorney is present. The March 2nd State Health Department report covering new COVID-19 outbreaks shows oddities for Boulder County, as more than half of the outbreaks considered recent come from K-12 schools or child care centers in the county. In addition, a majority of the Boulder County School and Child Care Center outbreaks refer to the date February 17th. A spokesperson for Boulder County Public Health told the Denver Westword that many of the outbreaks actually date back further to early January. The spokesperson insisted the outbreaks listed are not current, even though they remain under the active investigation of the State Health Department. From the new outbreak listings, more than 1,000 staff and attendees to Boulder County K-12 schools and child care centers tested positive for the virus. According to the Denver Westword, Boulder County Public Health offered no explanation for why it took so long for the outbreaks to show up on the State Health Department roster. By a vote of 3-1, the Boulder Beverage Licensing Authority has denied a liquor license for Driftwood, a new restaurant at the Boulder Reservoir. After hearing 12 hours of testimony, the licensing authority made the decision in the early hours yesterday. According to the Daily Camera, neighbors within the vicinity of the reservoir spoke out against the license by expressing that they have no need or desire for a restaurant that serves alcohol and is allowed to host events. Today's weather along the upper metro front range includes mostly cloudy skies with highs in the 60s. Tonight, rain is likely during the overnight hours with lows in the 30s. The current temperature in Boulder is 34 degrees. For KJNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.